All right, guys, we're back to the Smoky Shelter. It is 45 after the hour, quarter till. And this is your host, Big Lance and Phil.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
And here we go.
What's up, Podcast Land? Welcome back to the Smoky Shelter.
We're back with your host, Big Lance and Phil. It's 45 after the hour, quarter till.
Wow. Okay, 1990 Predator 2. We're jumping back into the Predator trilogy. Where we decide, all right, we're going to replace the main characters.
These motherfuckers just clone themselves.
We're getting rid of Arnold Schwarzenegger and replacing him with Danny Glover. And we're getting rid of...
Is it racist to say all Predators look alike?
They don't.
They kind of do.
Wait till the next movie.
I seen them at the end of this one, though.
That's true. Yeah. No, they don't look alike, though.
They had a little bit of different characteristics, but I mean, come on. Is it alienist? Is it? Am I being alienist? You got me. What are you doing over there?
I'm trying to get your volume right.
I think. Yeah, it's a little loud, I think. Hello, all right. That's all right, I reckon. All
right, we got us where we need to be.
Right, we're at that sweet spot.
All right,
right
so anyway.
In the middle of fuck it. And hard place.
All right. So,
did I fuck that expression up?
Yeah, probably a little bit. But anyway, we got Gary Busey, we got Danny Glover, and we got Bill Paxton. I'm gonna admit right out the gate, that's a weaker, in my opinion, that's a weaker cast for this kind of movie.
I don't know. That's a good cast. I mean, it ain't no Arnold Schwarzenegger by no means. But them other actors, they're not as big name to me. I mean, I know he was a governor.
Jesse Ventura.
And he was a wrestler. But in my brain, Danny Glover's more popular than him as an actor.
See, Danny Glover, man, he feels in.
Bill Paxton. He looks like he's fresh out of fucking Weird Science. He just did his fucking army deal, and then he became a fucking cop. And that was him, right there.
It really was. The exact same character, almost.
Yeah, but he was a little smoother. But, anyhow, and then you got, there was another guy that was, obviously Gary Busey. I mean, come on, Gary Busey. Back then, Gary Busey was kind of a big deal.
And I guess that's why they got this character. I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad cast. I'm
just
saying
Gary Busey,
they're following
good
a real, they're following
he,
a real good
did
movie.
Did you watch Gary Busey on Celebrity Apprentice?
No.
It's been years ago, but he looked like an old fucking hack.
I've seen him recently and on the internet.
He looked good on this, man. And I thought he was a damn good actor, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for the dialogue that you got, you know.
Well, do you know his character was supposed to be played by Arnold Schwarzenegger and it was going to be Dutch? Dutch was going to be that role in that role.
They just mention him, man. They don't really mention Dutch. They just say the two that survived, which was the helicopter pilot and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, it was the girl and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh.
Helicopter pilot just went and picked them up, which, by the way, listen to that episode, that was played by the Predator.
I reckon, I don't know, I was thinking that they were talking about the helicopter pilot.
But anyway, I mean, I don't know, I felt like it followed, I mean, it wasn't a bad sequel. I enjoyed the movie. It just it didn't hold up to the first one.
I enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I would.
I did too. I kind of remember. I don't even remember if I didn't like it at a younger age or if people just imprinted it into my brain that that's a bad movie.
But I didn't feel like with all the actors that it was genuine. You know what I mean? I didn't feel like that they genuinely believed that they was a predator. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It just didn't come off as bad acting to me. I don't know.
Well, you did recognize Reuben Blades, right?
I recognized him. What's he playing?
Fear of the Walking Dead.
I don't watch it, but now that you say that, I reckon that. Yeah, now that you say that, I remember. I remember, yeah. Because I did watch the first 5 or 6 episodes in the first season, and then I tried to watch one or two in the second
season. I watched
season.
The whole first season, and I watched, like, the first half of the second
season.
And
I'm sure it's going to get good, and I'm sure it's...
It didn't catch my interest.
I'm sure it's going to get good. I mean, Robert Kirkman's good at a writer. But... It's just taking too long to get to that fucking survivalist mode where everybody's changed and, you know what I mean, where Walking Dead's at, you know? Walking Dead kind of put you in the shit right from the beginning. This one took a long time to get to the
Well,
shit.
It was the beginning. I mean,
yeah, it's true.
It's not as good. All right, well, check
just
this out.
Just something to make a little extra money for the fucking people at AMC.
That's right. I don't know if you noticed or recognized her, but Maria Conchita Alonso. Did you recognize
her? I did recognize her. Did she play in I want to say like one of them substitute?
The only thing I can remember her from is The Running Man with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jesse Ventura.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
That's the only thing I can remember her from.
I don't know if she was a badass. They were all kind of little badasses.
And then, of course, you didn't see Adam Baldwin?
I didn't. Which one was Adam Baldwin?
He was like his assistant or whatever. Gary Busey's.
Is that the funny looking? He don't look like a Baldwin.
He's not a Baldwin. He's not. He is a Baldwin, but
he's not one of those Baldwins. I got you.
He's from Chuck, the TV show Chuck.
I'm pretty sure I know who you're talking about because when I seen the guy, I was like, I know that guy. He's played in several things. So I'm sure we're talking about the
same
guy.
Shit ton of B-movies.
I'm sure we're talking about the same guy, but I don't know his name. So if that's him.
That's him.
Okay. Well, yeah, I was thinking when you said Baldwin, he's got to be a Baldwin.
No, he's not. He's one of the ones that aren't a Baldwin.
That's right. He's a Baldwin, a not Baldwin.
They don't. That's right.
He's
they don't,
a not
they
Baldwin.
Don't claim him.
His middle name should have been not
Adam, not Baldwin. Nada, nada,
not a Baldwin.
His middle name is Nada. Adam, not a Baldwin. That's fucked up.
Yeah, but I did recognize him, and he is a decent actor. What has he played in, though? I'm trying to think. I was thinking of it over here, coming over here. I was like, where the fuck does he play in? I can't think of one.
He was in Chuck. Did you never watch Chuck?
I didn't watch Chuck.
Chuck was pretty good.
He wasn't Chuck.
No, he was
not.
The,
Chuck was like curly.
He was one of the agents that helped him out.
Wasn't he?
Yeah.
Curly headed.
He's played in a shit ton of I don't know if he was in Battlefield Earth. I don't think he was in that.
I didn't watch that.
He was in there's a bunch of B movies I've seen him in.
Yeah, I've seen him in stuff.
You
so,
find
yeah,
him all over fucking Netflix, I promise.
Right on.
Go to Netflix and just punch in Adam Baldwin and you'll see a shit ton of movies that he's played in.
All right.
So that's the problem with our podcast. We don't do the research. We just go, fuck it. Just take my word on it.
All right, well, let's get into this ragtag team of cops.
Let's do it.
These little fuckers are pretty badass. And one of them get a new guy. And Danny Glover tells him, hey, don't come over here fucking showbaiting, homie. Why is the Predator so into? Because he was the lion. Danny Glover was the lion.
The lion.
He wanted the lion skull. He wanted the big shot.
Yeah, he wanted the big dog. That's what his... And he did... The Predator in the first one did the same thing. He didn't go after Arnold. Yeah, he fucked with Arnold. He didn't go after Arnold until he got all the rest of them. He took all the weak ones out first. Once he gets all the weak ones out, then he goes after the big dog.
I might ask this question later. But
and see, Danny Glover, they could have got a better big dog.
They could
have. You couldn't have got a better Dutch and Arnold.
felt like I was Arnold watching Lethal Weapon the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly what I told Chelsea. I was like, that's fucking Murdoch, man. I mean, he's just there.
We're watching Lethal Weapon right now.
Yeah, just without Riggs.
Right. Predator is Mel Gibson.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Sure, we'll do that. But anyway, yeah, so they... Gary Busey
was Mel Gibson.
Yeah, there you go. It's the exact same movie as the first Predator, except instead of it taking place in the jungle, it takes place in what they call the concrete jungle.
Concrete jungle.
I mean, it's...
Are they in Chicago?
They're in L.A.
L.A.
So it happens downtown in the hood, basically, in the ghetto. The
Chicago.
Anyway.
You got a chick. Chicago. What's that fucking commercial?
I don't fucking know what the fuck
trying
you're
trying to plug
about.
A commercial. I don't know what I'm doing.
We don't even know the commercial. What's the product?
The car won't go. That's how you get Chicago. You know that fucking commercial?
No, never seen it in my life.
You got it. And the car won't go. And that's how you get Chicago. I don't know.
But anyway,
somebody out there knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, write into the mailbag at thesmokingshelter@gmail.com if you know what the fuck Lance is talking about.
Little Craig knows what I'm talking about because he's
fucking, little Craig,
he has said that shit a couple times.
Write us an email and we'll bust that shit out. Or send me a goddamn text. I'll bust that shit out. We'll talk about it on air.
Maybe he'll listen to this podcast.
All right, so anyway, like I said, it's pretty much the same goddamn movie. It's the second. The second one's the same as the first.
Yeah,
except kinda. Different location. They still got the same.
But he's going after the drug dealers. That's what's cool to me. It's,
well, and I got a theory on that. I think
because they're the lines.
I think that's who he's seen as the main threat. And once he took him out, then he seen Danny Glover, and he's like, "No, that's the big dog."
Yeah. Did you check out his? Can we get? I know it's further into the movie.
Just let's just talk.
But
about
do you remember?
There is no plot to this movie. It's the same as the first movie.
All right. Well, as closer to the end of the movie, where he found the spaceship.
Yeah.
Did you see all the skulls?
Oh yeah.
Did you see the alien skull?
Oh yeah, I seen the alien skull years ago.
All right. What else skull did you see that you recognized?
I didn't recognize any other skulls. Just the human skull and.
I wanted to go back, but I didn't know how to do the back stuff on Voodoo.
It's just like anything else.
I didn't want to fuck with it because it buffers so much when you fucking fuck with it. You know what I mean?
I don't have that problem unless my internet's giving me a problem.
Well, it was right now, guys, we're in Tornado Alley and it's tornado season, and then we're having really bad weather. So at any point, we might lose power.
That's the only reason I didn't bring Alexa out here tonight.
And if we do lose power, we probably won't get none of this. So, guys, sorry you didn't get to hear none of this.
May have to bring Alexa out on the next show.
Oh, man. Yeah, we'll bring Alexis out.
Alexa,
is it Alexa?
Alexa. That'll be a good one because I think the next episode we're going to do is Star Trek 2, the second part of that one. So,
we'll
bring the damn technology to that episode. But anyway, okay, so what? Talk to me about some of your favorite parts of this movie. I mean, what was your favorite parts?
All right.
In this movie? We're not going through the plot. Let's just talk about it.
They kill Reuben. Danny.
It was pretty cool how he took him out.
Hey, Danny boy. Or what did he say to him? Hey, Danny boy. And it was Danny Glover's voice.
Do you think that fucks him up?
Yeah.
When his character's
when you
named
hear,
Danny.
When you hear, want some candy? Want some candy? And you fucking get shot. Yeah, that fucked you up in your afterlife.
No, what I'm asking is, do you think it fucked Danny Glover up every time they called Reuben out and they were like, hey, Danny, come over here. And Danny Glover's got to know, you're not talking to me, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Why would you do that? Why
I
not
believe
just,
it fucked him up a little bit.
Why don't you just name Danny Glover's character Danny?
I believe Danny Glover?
Yeah.
I believe Danny Glover said, let's call him Danny. I got a cool thing I want to call him. Danny boy. Because people called me that growing up.
Danny Glover just seriously got southern as shit. Oh, man.
You know, when I was a little boy, my daddy always say, hey, Danny boy, come and see me. I got some milk for you. That boy needs some milk. I'm sorry. That was Danny Glover's mother.
She's real southern too.
That
hey, it's okay. Weird. We can talk about southern people because we're southern.
Yeah, we're southern. We're not being racist right now.
Because it's our, not racist. It's
seriously. Did you see at the end of the movie? It's not okay to do blackface anymore, right?
No,
blackface is no. It's a no no.
Yeah.
But Danny Glover can come out in whiteface at the end.
Really, dude? That's what you took from that?
Did you? What's going on here? Is that my mic?
I don't hear nothing. Yeah, that's your mic.
Now you hear it, you motherfucker.
I told you I didn't hear anything.
I swear I heard that shit. All right, we're back. And we're back to the smoke shelter.
All right, talk a little bit about... Oh, no, you were talking about the white face.
Yeah, Daddy Glover come out in white face.
Have you not seen White Chicks?
Yeah, them bitches come out in white face, didn't
yeah,
they?
I mean...
Yeah, but it wasn't white face over black face.
Well, it kind of was.
We can play a black... I think we can play a black person if we actually do the makeover right and make them look black. But if we just put black... If we just put a shoe polish over white face, that's not acceptable anymore.
What about Tony Stark? He did black.
That was okay because it was satire. It was satire. They were joking at jokes. They were joking at jokes.
Like I'm the other dude.
And joking at different movies that are just ridiculous. And, you know, that's all it was a big joke there. And that's the only reason my boy Downey Jr. did it. Hey, you know what?
Think Ash is all right.
There was another Downey Jr. that played in this Predator movie.
Yeah, Morton Downey Jr.
Is he some kin to Robert?
Don't know. I'll look it up.
Why would they be?
I don't know.
Are they both juniors?
They're both Downey Juniors.
Well, maybe if they can't be brothers, then
maybe everyone
their dad ain't got the same name.
Maybe Junior is part of that name.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe everybody in that family is Downey Jr.
Mm. I believe you're going somewhere with this.
His mom is Margaret Downey Jr.
All right. His sister is
Christy Downey Jr.
It's 45 after hour 15 till quarter till, babies.
All right, back to, I think it's okay for Ash on a black person's face because that's not something they're doing. That's something happened. I mean, would you get pissed
yeah,
off?
No,
would you
no.
get pissed off at the people at 9/11? The black people who had Ash on their face?
Hey,
I mean, they had no control over that.
If they put it on camera and put it on TV where people can see it, that ain't right.
Because right then and there, racism was our biggest thing we needed to worry about during 9/11. Big Lance is shaking his head. Yeah. No, that is not right.
Hey.
No.
I remember getting a kitty on 9/11. Same day. I named it Patriot.
Before or after?
Man, I was young when 9/11 came out.
Did you get the kitty before
or
after?
Remember when 9/11 came out?
The movie or the event?
Remember when 9/11 came out? I was young when that came out. I was watching it on TV with everybody in my school. We were sitting there watching it on TV in world history class of none of all classes.
All right, let's talk a little Gary Busey.
Gary Busey, I don't know how to speak his language. He yells. He's like Chris Rock. But I noticed one thing about him. He didn't yell in this. You know why? Because his hair.
What about Dave Chappelle? Is it all right for Dave Chappelle to be white-faced?
Does he? Well, he does crack face.
He just has
ash all over his black face.
He does the white person, too. He's got a white person.
Oh, yeah, he does. He plays a fucking politician.
Dude, my chair just went down, and it won't come back up.
Dave Chappelle played a politician. Yes, that's okay. Dave Chappelle's Dave Chappelle, man. I love Dave Chappelle. He's an awesome comedian. All right, let's get back to the smoky shelter.
I have to lower my mic.
45 after the hour, quarter to.
This night's going by slow. It's been 45 minutes for the last
God
45
damn.
Minutes. All right, so
it's
Gary,
the next
Gary
one.
Busey.
It's the next one.
Well, damn, this is long. It's 3 hours long so far.
All right.
Gary Busey. Did you like him?
Yep.
Did he do a good job?
Yep.
Did he yell a lot?
I liked the gaps in his teeth. I liked it all. No, he didn't. I think his hearing hadn't went out yet, so he ain't started his yelling career. But he's getting there. He ain't far from it. But he looked good on this one, man. I remember seeing him on Celebrity Apprentice. This was fucking almost 10 years ago, probably. And he looked like shit. He just done drunk his life away. while I got this big half gallon in my hand, finna swig it.
There you go. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about Danny Glover. Does Danny Glover, he always gets those secondary roles, like on Part 2. Predator 2, Saw 2. He did the same thing in Saw 2 that he did in Predator 2. He was the next guy to go after the Predator, which was Jigsaw.
I don't know. Danny Glover's a second-rate actor now. Back then, he was probably a pretty big actor.
When?
When he was doing Lethal Weapon.
He was the secondary character.
He was, but he was a big secondary character.
He was.
I mean, it was almost code.
But besides that, what else has he done?
Co-star. They were co-stars.
What else has Danny Glover done that's been really, really good?
That's the only thing I know.
I mean, like I said, he was in Saw 2. I don't think he was.
I don't even remember.
I don't think it was great in Saw 2, but I mean, the movie itself was
pretty good.
I need
to watch the Saw series again because I do not really remember.
We may put that on the list this year. Who knows?
Nah, I don't know about that. There's fucking like 7 of them.
Spread them out.
If I'm going to do that, I'll do fucking Star Wars or something.
Let's put that on the list.
Fuck that. Maybe. But,
see how you can do Star Trek and not want
to
do Star Wars.
At the end, man, I'm going to have to ask you this question. Why didn't they kill him?
Respect.
One thing I was like, well, maybe they didn't kill him because he dropped the weapon right as they walked in and he was armed. He was unarmed. But then he throws him the weapon.
He threw him the gun.
I thought when he threw him that gun, he was going to shoot him because he had a gun on him. I knew he's been. He's like, here, take this. And he talks like a regular old human. The Predator, he's like, have that, young man. Danny Glover, have that. Man, I can see my brother now. I've never seen him before.
I just took this little music stand that I got on my keyboard.
We don't even do music.
Yeah, well, I used to do music. So I got this keyboard out here, and I got a little stand on it, and I see half his face because the stand's in the way of the other.
You know what I want you to do?
So I just moved it down. Now we can see each other.
Since you do music.
What's that?
Work on a jingle for us. And we'll leave our fucking intro the same and our outro the same. We'll just throw the jingle in the middle of the podcast.
It'd be a good idea. It's just a matter of
getting out. And it'd be totally weird. Nobody else has a fucking setup like that.
But it'd be just getting out here and doing it. I mean,
can I be in it?
Yeah, we'd have.
Can I cameo in it?
We'd have to find one night to come out here and not do a podcast and just
next
do
next weekend.
And
we
just
don't
do the jingle.
I think we can work out a few jingles and a fucking behind the shelter around the shirt.
Around the smoky shelter shirt.
That's it. That's our new podcast.
All right. So let's move on to a little budget versus box office. Was there any other favorite parts you want to talk about?
Can you tell me? Can you remind me the old Predators budget box office?
Sure.
The first one?
Sure.
I want to know that, and when we do Star Trek, I want to know it, so I can kind of compare them a little bit. You know.
Right.
Have something to work on. Have something to go off of. I feel like they didn't put as much into this. I don't know. They did have a lot of action, man. And that's what I kind of liked about this one, is they kept up with the action, the explosions and fucking, you know, even it was a shitty look when the dude gets shot and there's like sparklers coming out of his chest. That was a little corny.
Yeah.
But the explosions and stuff, there was a bunch of them and they were pretty good.
I like the train scene. I really did.
Hey, I want to mention one thing.
Didn't mention that he didn't kill the chick because the chick was pregnant.
I listened to
He scanned her and seen the baby and left her alive. You don't remember that?
He scanned that little girl and seen her fake gun.
Yeah, but he scanned the chick from the running man.
Oh, yeah, he seen her baby and
then
he let
her live.
And
he seen she was pregnant and he let her live.
Because he's honorable. He's like a...
That's why they didn't kill Danny Glover.
He's like a Klingon.
Alright, well, the budget for Predator was $15 million, and it grossed $59.7 million. So it grossed $60 million.
Well, the budget for Predator 2 was, let's say they just $16 million.
They put $35 million.
God almighty.
Alright, Predator 1 grossed $60 million. This one grossed
45.
30.6.
They didn't make their budget?
Nope, they lost money. They lost almost $5 million.
Damn, they fucked themselves.
They lost almost five.
I think they could have did it for 16. I think they could have did it for 16 million.
Well, they thought they had something huge on their hands, and it. That's why there wasn't another one till 2010.
It would have been huge if they would have put fucking Arnold in it. It would have made that.
They went to Arnold, made 50. And they wanted Arnold to be the guy who had already dealt with them and comes in like Gary Busey. Arnold said no to it.
Oh, we didn't even mention that Gary Busey, they're like some kind of...
Men in Black type
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, Men in Black type people, and they're fucking... They want this new technology that the president.
Well, that was supposed to be Dutch, but Dutch, he... and from
that wouldn't have worked out
well,
the same.
He read over the script, and he didn't like it.
No, you can't give him that position. He needs to be a star.
I hope he's in the new Predator.
He needs to be Danny Glover, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but...
Somebody could have went to him like they went to Jack Reacher and been like, hey, we need you for this. We got or no, like they did fucking dude off a Shooter. Gotta have you. Pay you whatever you want. Mark Wahlberg, the Shooter. Mark Wahlberg, the Shooter. Sorry, I'm not in my mic, man. You need to check me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I dozed off there for a minute. Oh, I'm got in my own little world. Okay, give me a rating and review on Predators 2, Big Lance. Sorry.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I enjoyed it. I didn't think I was going to enjoy it as much as I did. It wasn't near about
as good as the first one.
I probably will never watch it again. Never. Probably. Right. Not saying that it... I've seen it once. I've seen it twice. That was enough.
Right.
I'll probably rate it. I'm gonna rate it a 6.5. That's a good. I mean, it wasn't rotten.
Yeah, right. I'm with you. I mean,
as far as tomatoes
I agree.
Are concerned,
it wasn't my favorite movie. I really liked the first one. I could go back and watch the first one just for the fuck of it because I love that movie.
I could watch the first one again,
but
this
second
one,
if I watched it again, I'd have to kind of make myself do it. And I'm not saying I never
I
would
could
watch
it. The first one again just to hear Arnold say get to the chopper.
Yeah, right. But I'm gonna go a little bit higher than you. I'm gonna give it a 7. It was pretty decent. I think they could have found a better character or a better actor than Danny Glover.
Had some shitty lines in that movie.
Lines or was it shitty delivery?
No, it was shitty lines. Pussy face or something. You don't remember what he said?
Yeah, I think that's what he called him, a pussy
face.
Yeah,
a pussy face, and then he had like another stupid
line. It was just stupid line.
Something, you motherfucker, and then the goddamn, the predator says, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Alright, well, I'm sorry for interrupting you.
No,
you're
good.
What's your rating?
I already did.
You gave me a rating first?
No, I gave you my rating and review. I said I'm pretty much right on
the
with you.
What was the rating then? I couldn't remember.
Oh, I said I'd give it a little bit higher than you. I'd give it a 7.
Okay. All right.
But I could watch it again if 10 years from now, I could sit down and watch all the Predators.
If I'm alive in 10 years, maybe.
I mean, I could sit down and watch all the Predators. Even 5 years from now, I could see myself just sitting down and binge watching the Predator movies. I'll probably rewatch all of them again when the new one comes out.
Damn. I'm sorry, man.
You dozed off too, didn't you?
No, I was thinking about something that I watched today.
Nah. Okay. One word to describe Predators 2?
My one word is, can I say Danny Boy?
Sure, we'll hyphenate it.
I like that. I like hyphenations. I'm going to start using them more often.
Okay. Can I hyphenate Concrete Jungle?
Okay.
All right.
I like it.
Sweet. We'll go with that.
I like it.
Sometimes one word might have to be two words, just to make sense.
As long as we can hyphenate.
There you go. Sometimes words have two hyphenations in them.
Maybe. That's going on if we need it.
Like Concrete Jungle, bitch.
All right. Yes. All right.
Anyway, so
I'm gonna since this is your movie, I'm going to pick Bill Paxton. Mm.
And, of course, I can't go with Predators 2, so I'm going to go right out the rip with Weird Science.
Twister.
Edge of Tomorrow.
God damn. I don't know another one.
You done?
Yeah.
Aliens. I've never seen the movie, but I know he's in it.
He was in it.
I know he's in it. Oh, so bam. Yeah. All right. Well, shit, I think we are pretty much done with this movie. I mean, if you liked the episode, man, y'all check us out at smokeshelter.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter.
Twitter's on Twitter.
Check us out on Stitcher. We're also on Podomatic. We're on Pocket Cast, iTunes. You can give us a big 5-star rating. Listen, check this out. We're developing a new show. We got a new show in the works. It may be a few episodes before we do anything with it, but it's going to be kind of a it's not going to be about movies as much. We're going to do like one episode
a month.
We
ain't real sure what it's going to be
about. We're still working out the details.
I think we're going to try to do a little bit of improv in there. Maybe a little bit of a hypothetical situation type stuff. Maybe. Possibly. And maybe a little bit about our personal lives, but nothing real too serious. And I think it'll be a fun show.
Yeah, it'll be less about the movies and just more about us talking.
I got some good almost died stories, man. Oh, man, y'all need to listen to them when we get into that, because I got probably a good 20 minutes of times that I've almost fucking died in my life.
Well, y'all be on the lookout for that. That'll have, you know, we'll start out with maybe one show a month, and we'll see. We might grow from that, but it ain't going to be. But we're still doing our movie podcast each and every week, so keep checking those out. I think we're pretty much done. Always write into the mailbag at smokeshelter.com. And any last words, Big Lance? Motherfucker.
Why so serious? Hello,
silly. Dance off, bro. Me and you. Into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't you, you bastard?
Time to nut up or shut up.
You no trouble. Me, fifth element. Supreme being. Me, protect you. Sleep.
Hey, man, I fucking burped while I was watching the movie The Predator, and it come out just like he sounded. Some shit like that, and I was like, I just left.